out. It was passed out, and but we appreciate your participation in this process, and which our board attempts to assist property owners in making improvements on property either in the historic district or the downtown overlay district. And before we consider the minutes, I wanted to ask for a moment of silence in memory of Don Broderick, who served on this board for many years, and he passed away May 13th. Okay, thank you. Now we'll consider our minutes for May for the meeting and also for the work session. Do I hear a motion?
A motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay. All in favor of approving minutes of work session regular meeting for May 1st, raise your right hand. Okay. Minutes are approved. And now, Mr. Secretary, if you want to read us the first item on old business,
right,
we could have the applicant come to the center lectern after you introduce the
application. So, yeah, this is regarding the property at 325 Carlton Avenue Southeast. In your February meeting, the board issued a finding of demolition by neglect for failure to remediate fire damage, particularly to an upper floor room that occurred over a year prior. And so the board essentially stayed any penalty for doing so pursuant to or subject to the property owner giving a plan of action for remediating that prior to the July, submitting the plan, not the remediation, prior to the July board meeting. And so the owners have hired a contractor at this point and have plans to do remediation work on that property, and they have requested that their contractor come and give an update as the board had requested.
Good. Okay, thank you. And we'll ask that whoever is representing this particular property come to the center lectern and give us your name and your address.
Hey, I'm Greg McCarley. I own McCarley Construction. I live on Boardman Road in Aiken.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and give us a brief kind of overview. We've got these handouts, but maybe the scope of work that you're anticipating.
There's five windows that are damaged pretty bad. We're going to completely rebuild them. We're going to use period correct glass and pretty much put the house back exactly like it was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And there's aluminum siding, I understand, on the...
There is aluminum siding. We will have to have that custom made. There's none of the materials that you can go buy off the shelf. Every piece of trim, every piece of siding, the windows, they all have to be handcrafted.
Those are probably single glazed windows with a storm sash?
It's single glazed glass with the wavy. I mean, it's all handmade. It's the old lead glass.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough to get, but I have a source for it.
Okay.
What's your schedule look like?
I'm busy, but it's going to take me about 4 weeks to do it. I have received money from the homeowners. I do have a building permit from the building department. I'm just waiting on a blessing from y'all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And really, you're just replacing or repairing in kind with what was there.
Exactly.
So there shouldn't be an issue with
Right, so we did, yeah, we wanted to make sure and have the, yeah, have the board be able to see what the work was being done, but
The drawings are nice. That really goes a long way.
Thank you.
So it's really, at this point, nothing for the board to vote on now, or
right, so
unless there are changes?
Yeah, correct. So you would you have a kind of a stayed penalty, I guess you would say, and that would just kind of continue. It definitely, I guess, would be satisfied if you were satisfied with the report, given that progress is being made toward the remediation. And, yeah, as per the code and the interpretations of various components that we've seen, that certificate wouldn't be required for the specific work being done. So, so the building permit is ready to go, and the contractor has said that they are ready to start work at any point. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
So the steps, for instance, they were damaged, but
they were not damaged, but they are they're in bad shape. Okay. The boards itself, the risers and the treads are fine. The mm-hmm. stringers are gone. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take them apart just for the homeowner's sake and
put them back.
Rebuild them.
Just like if they were.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I think if they decided they wanted to enclose the porch or something, then we would have to vote. But I think
correct.
Really, you're just kind of giving us an update, and
it's really a beautiful house.
You're ready to go.
Yes, then. Sir.
Yeah. I don't really think you need our approval, to be honest with you. If you've got a contract and you're repairing and replacing, that's there. We're glad to see you and to know the neighbors.
Do we need anything that says all the work needs to be done by a certain period of time, at which time then our stay is absolved?
What's your contract say in terms of completion?
It doesn't. I'm guessing 2 months. I mean, the longest. I've got to have everything custom built.
I believe I would allow yourself 3 months.
At least.
Maybe a four.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking give them 4 months or whatever.
Yeah, if you're starting for tomorrow or something.
Time then or stay.
Can we say that?
Resolved.
Just as a matter of information. That
would be great.
Okay. Now, does he come and give us a report again? Doesn't really need to, I don't think. It's a building permit issue, I believe.
I think we're only ruling on the finding that we had.
Yeah, that you need to get started.
Yes, sir.
So we said if you could have something to us by July, we're going to hold penalties in advance.
Right.
Right. So maybe what we need to do is officially revisit this in terms of what's happening with the penalties in July.
Mm-hmm.
But that, to say, okay, well, you've done this, we're happy, and now we're going to continue this on until X date?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Or either let's just delay the whole thing for 4 months.
We just have to...
We've already got the July thing in
the record. I remember, I think I made the motion, but I don't remember exactly what it was in terms of, what had to be done by July.
Proof of the contractor being under contract and a schedule of work that was anticipated to be performed. So you want to know that work was imminent at that point.
That things were being done. So then the question is, okay, do we need to look at what just happened in July and say, we'll continue this on and give you until X date to complete this, and if it's done by X date, then no penalties?
We could. But it's not on the agenda tonight, so...
No, that's what I'm saying. It would have to be done in July.
We could do it then. Yeah, okay.
Do we need them here to do that?
Yeah, probably. Would that be a problem to come
back in July? Just a regular meeting, and then you can get your report.
Is there any reason we can't do that tonight?
Yeah, because it's not on the agenda. It's on the agenda as an update, not as a...
We can't really take action on it. It didn't get... Yeah, but we can on July. Let's stick with our schedule of July, and you can come back and tell us how it's going and how when you expect to finish.
Sounds great.
And then we'll probably be willing to extend the grace period until you're finished.
Sounds great.
We don't have to finish it by July.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Y'all have a good day.
Secretary?
Your next item you have under new business, item 3A. This is in the Old Aiken Overlay District. The property is at 231 The Alley. The applicant is requesting window replacement and storefront improvements to a commercial building on the alley to kind of accommodate a sports bar concept at that location. They can speak more specifically, but essentially they would be doing a window replacement and kind of an exterior bar top that would be installed at the window that would allow a roll-up window on the existing, I would call it the early century part of the structure, with a retractable bar stools, bar top, and then a garage-style window that would be able to roll up to accommodate service through the window. On the adjacent late century addition patio or porch area, they're also proposing kind of a bifold window with a similar bar concept, except for kind of due to some space issues, would probably not be able to have the retractable bar stool concept, but rather would use the city's public safety encroachment permit process for bar stools that would sit actually on the sidewalk in the alley and to accommodate that. And we have applicants here can provide some additional detail than what I would have for you.
Right, good. Now, officially, if you all would state your name and your address for our recording.
Charles Doremus, 702 Colleton Avenue, Aiken.
David Robinson, 310 Bordeaux Place, Aiken.
I think he did a pretty good job of explaining what you all are hoping to do.
Very much.
And we had a little discussion in our work session. Mm-hmm. Does anybody have any other questions about...
I didn't understand why you had fixed stools on one side and freestanding stools. I just missed that.
You want to answer that?
Yeah, if you on the left side window, not the patio area with the bar swing stools you're speaking of, mm-hmm. The concrete slopes up like this, and it actually encroaches into the building.
Okay.
And the only thing we could do is either... That was the best idea we could come up with if we were going to add bar stools. Well, it's not really a bar stool, but a swing stool.
Right, right.
But they will have a backing to them, and if it's, you know, the color, whatever color is required, will meet whatever.
You didn't want to continue that around the rest of the building?
Well, the patio area, it doesn't encroach in. So that was, you know, if we did swings, then we could never, it would always be there. In other words, at the end of the night, like, they're pulling the stools in, they're not going to be sitting there all night. So with it being clutched to the sidewalk, we figured it would be better to be able to remove the bar stools because the swing stools would still stick out because they just swing in a little bit.
Right. I was worried about looking consistent, you know, was my question, the reason for our question.
And Mr. Chair, just kind of clarification on that is that there is a setback from the property line for the portion where they're extending, where they're requesting the stools that would extend out from the building. The building facade essentially goes nearly or right up to the property line, mm-hmm. which becomes a little bit difficult with having something extend out of a building beyond its property line as a fixture of the building. That would be at, while it is not an open street, it is essentially still treated in our encroachment permit process as a public street, and until they revise that, if and when they revise that language.
So wouldn't you just on the right hand side of the building move the bar in a few inches or whatever so
it's
you
actually,
could accommodate
that? Well, it is actually built into the property. Mm-hmm. The only thing that would be sticking out would be the actual bar top to accommodate the roll-down window to sit on.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping to keep it as far as close as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd actually have to move that whole folding window back a couple of feet if you were going to try to.
Yeah, well, I don't think so.
Repeat,
I think you would
swing ball, the little fixed stool.
Yes.
You'd have to move the whole wall in.
I don't think that was what I was describing. because that would still come down on the outside edge of the bar.
Yeah.
But then it would be, you know, kick area.
We're
back
worried
into
about
the actual bar.
Well,
I was just thinking, try to make it look consistent, you know, instead of having different stools on one side or the other.
I mean,
it just pushes the stools out into the sidewalk.
Well, if you bring the bar back in, that it wouldn't do that.
Okay.
This here, if we had the stool swinging, the stool itself is just pinching the sprinkles pushed against the bar. It's still going to approach the sidewalk here. On the other side, we had the...
There it is right there.
See how it encodes in? So that's why, and this is sloped.
Right, and the slope is definitely an issue.
Yeah, like that. These would not encroach the sidewalk at all.
Right.
They're actually on the incline of the building.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other reason, because we can do it that way if that's what you guys are looking for.
No, I'm just trying to understand.
It's just that when you swing this bar stool back over, and let's say that's the sidewalk line, the round part of it's going to be extending over the sidewalk.
And that's more than the 8 inches we actually were thinking.
Yeah, I think it gets to be a structural issue to hang that big door. If you know to move it back.
Well, I spoke with the GC today, and we actually are recessing it in.
Mm-hmm.
Where this line is, we're actually coming in off of this post about, I think you said, 8 to 10 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So it is going to be in.
But not 2 feet.
Oh, you mean not 2 feet going in?
No. I mean,
to accommodate a swing.
It's not really a big deal. It's just a clarification, I guess. Could you repeat the stool?
It's a good idea to make both sides look like,
yes.
You know. And so, if one side's already recessed in, then make the other side recessed in.
You have to track down the stools and drag them inside.
I understand.
And that doesn't necessarily mean you change the roof line. It just means that the bar itself is recessed to kind of match the part on the left.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah. So if we approve the one on the, we haven't really approved it yet, but if the one on the left is approved, then presumably you can do the same thing on that side if they want it. Is what you're saying?
It's just a thought.
Yeah.
I had a question. It's just a question.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
And then what happens on the back of the brew pub side?
I'm discussing situations with the owner of the brew pub. Right now, I put boards up because that's where he empties his trash and everything. So we're actually trying to hide the view of seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
I did speak with him, and he said he's going to get all that good, and then maybe down the road we'd like to do something on that side.
Mm-hmm.
But as of right now, we're not changing that side. All we've done is just removed. I don't know if you're familiar with it. They have 2 1x6s. We just removed every other one to give it a little more air, but we've left up the... Well, actually, the picture's right there.
Yeah.
Like this one here, it was original.
Okay.
And then all we did was just remove every other one. And as of right now, until something happens on this area back there,
mm-hmm.
we're kind of leaving the tarp up in case we got a drop in. That didn't smell what he's got is... But his trash, or I mean, I'm not saying it's bad, but he's got plants then, but they leave their buckets there and everything, and we could smell it, so that's kind of why we've decided for now to leave the tarp up. But he did say he's gonna do something about that. So
the hope is to remove the canopy, either put in a fixed window scenario or some opening windows.
Okay,
that is the hope in the future.
And of course, we'd review it again and submit it if it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the new concept looks like an improvement for sure. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anybody else have any questions?
And the wall under the bar will be solid, not like this.
I have a brick guy coming in. So the bottom part of the bar is going to look like the rest of the building.
Good.
So we're going to break it down, so it's going to be nothing out of the ordinary. It just looks like the building was made that way from the beginning. And then, of course, we also got colors if we need approval. We've got a bunch of colors, and then we're going to repaint it. It's all going to be matching all together.
Any bright colors?
Well, We've got quite the list that people, where'd they go? If you all like to look at them, we've checked off the ones we like, and then whatever is approved, if there's one of them there, we'll use it.
We have a color palette, I think, don't we?
Right. So the primary color that they had discussed with staff were all, they had a couple different options they were looking at, but they were all within that historic color family that...
would you like to see them now, or would you like to submit? We were going to submit.
Well, if you know which one you're going to use, but you're saying that part of our motion would allow them to bring it to staff or administrative particular colors?
Yeah, typically that would have been an administrative approval, so it didn't... Except it feel like it was
sure.
It's something that could be determined later if they were still trying to pick and choose that.
Yeah, I think it would need to come to at least through the staff, the colors. Don't have to do them tonight.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We've listed off quite a few from greens to beiges to trying to. The color on there, neither he nor I like, so we definitely want to change the color. But whatever whatever's good, we'll go ahead and comply with whatever. Because I know there's certain colors, I guess, we have to deal with. So whichever's good, and we'll submit these and whatever.
Like, I probably wouldn't like neon blue.
Neither would I.
Yeah, so.
Are you guys going to have a real elevation drawing at some point?
We can.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
maybe right. You could bring that to the staff. So that would then help. We sort of have a...
Good idea, but not a full...
Yeah, a collage, is that right word, of different views and angles and other buildings. Like there's a photo of a road tour.
At least I had to provide as much as
that's not could. That's not applicable because the things would have stopped halfway. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. Basically, that we were just trying to show that as far as what the glass panels would look like.
But it'll have a counter right there.
That is the frame that's going to be on.
Okay. So,
but basically, it does. It's two panels, and it's going to come down, and when it's in the closed motion, it'll actually sit on top of the bar.
Yeah. If this were a little bit more of a traditional storefront, we probably would need a scale elevation. Mm-hmm. I think we're trying to wing it a little bit here because it's sort of a hodgepodge and a series of additions that were temporary, and I guess it'll become more permanent. Okay, any more questions, and then we'll go ahead and have a vote. We can discuss some more if you like. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, if there are others who'd like to speak in favor or in opposition to having some bar stools that would be available to pedestrians, you're welcome to come forward, and I don't see that we've got anybody, so we'll go ahead and have a motion here.
I'll make a motion.
Yeah. You want to speak? Okay. Go ahead.
Gary McTendall, 4010 Vaucluse Road. I'm helping them out with the electrical and plumbing, so I got a good idea of all what's going on.
So you're in favor of it, then?
Absolutely, yes, sir. And I've spoken with numerous people downtown in the area, and there's a lot of people looking forward to it. Even Mayor Osborne has spoken in favor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a little bit awkward the way it's set up now.
Mm-hmm. It is. I agree. Because, I mean, it's a patio, and it's stuck right there on the property line with the door and everything. The way we've got it ideaed out. The tape on the ground kind of shows you what the bars will do. Mm-hmm. Right drawing.
Yeah.
So that'll sit back in a little bit, and then we wanted to set it in enough to get a footrest and all, to make it safe. Mm-hmm. And we'll kind of build out around whatever allowance we get off of that bar top to kind of keep it, if somebody catching it around the corner or something,
mm-hmm.
keep it off safe and all, but we'll still give it that alley. Yeah.
And I think that's the area that you probably will be going through is the public safety that enforces the encroachment permit.
I've been in contact with Mike Jordan and have submitted drawings and spoke with him this morning. And he said he could probably allow like 4 inches at least. So
okay, yeah, he's the guy with the
he's got
tape measure.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Brooke
did you
Lundy.
Give your? We got his name right.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
Brooke Lundy, 1594 Powderhouse Road in Aiken, and I'd just like to say that I'm definitely in favor of this. Anything that can bring more vitality to downtown, I'm in favor of, and I've seen this exact type bar concept in many other cities that I've lived in, and I absolutely love it, and have been looking forward to someone doing the garage door concept. Even when Trio did their renovations, I was hoping they would do that, you know, kind of thing. So I'm just very excited about this concept as somewhere I would like to hang out and do things like Amp the Alley. I think that the more people that want to stick around to downtown, the better. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
And maybe sing, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay, good. Thank you. Any others? All right. We'll go ahead then and entertain a motion.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve certificate application CERD 18-001022 as submitted, mm-hmm. with the colors being submitted to the staff for review.
Okay.
Second.
And we have a motion and second. Okay. Any other discussion?
You know, I in the future, if we're planning on approving a project, I'd like to see, you know, more details than what we have here. I don't feel like this package is really complete the way it's submitted. Mm-hmm. So that's just my opinion about the future, in case anybody cares.
Yeah, for submitting a project, yeah. That's a facade.
It would have been great if we saw he was talking about how the tape, you know, lays out where the bars, and right. It would have been helpful to have a drawing with that sort of stuff, yeah. On it as well, and
yeah.
Some elevations.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Okay. Alrighty, all in favor, raise your right hand. Okay, the application is approved. Thank you. Sure, maybe you could bring that with your colors if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I agree. It is a little. The building's kind of a hodgepodge already, and it would have been a little clearer if we had an actual scale drawing. A lot of times people don't know how it's going to really look until they draw it at scale.
Right. So, and I know we have different regulations under the old overlay versus the yeah. historical and whatnot, yeah. But I think we are concerned about, you know, signage and paint to a certain degree,
yeah.
And that it would be nice to have a package that addressed all that.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Secretary, if you could introduce the next.
The next item is item 3A. We're moving in. 3B1. We're moving into the historic overlay district now. It's application CERH 18-018. Applicant is requesting replacement of a garage roof at 866 Two Notch Road. The primary structure received approval not long ago, May 2015, for re-roof the primary residence to a metal roof. They are now requesting to replace the asphalt style shingle on the freestanding garage at the southeast corner of the property with a roof to match the primary residence that was recently installed. The structure kind of has a fence and a lot of vegetation that block it, but we've tried to give you some examples of where you can see it from the right-of-way, and I believe the applicant is here to address any questions you might have.
Yes, if you would, please come forward and state your name.
866 Two Notch Road.
Okay. Do you still have the old Plymouth station wagon?
That ended up in California. Somebody else wanted it.
Oh. Well, good. Well, I guess it appreciated some.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I don't want to go sidetrack, but I think this is a real straightforward application, and if anyone has a question about it.
My question is about the letter we were handed out.
That's for the next item.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, sorry, I was confused.
I got confused on that, too. I'm thinking, well, why is Stu all of a sudden wanting to put shingles back on his garage?
Right, right. Okay. Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah. So I think it's, we actually approved the metal on the house, and now you're just needing to do the same. So.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions? I'm going to officially ask if there are others that like to speak. Unless your wife would like to speak against this, maybe. I don't know. but I think that's really all we need now. Thank you, Stuart.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. I don't see anyone else who would like to speak on this. Okay. Then we'll go ahead and entertain a motion on this.
Make a motion that we approve the application as submitted.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay. Go for it. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming. Okay. Yeah, he's going to read who you are, I think, right?
Yeah. So, your final application this evening is item 3B2. This is at 467 Newberry Street Southwest. That's generally, I guess, the southwest corner, you would say, of New Lane and Newberry Street Southwest. They're proposing a new accessory garage structure, generally at the, I guess you'd maybe call it the northwest corner of the property off of New Lane. The garage would have a metal roof, or you have recent correspondence here from Ms. Hensley that would like to reserve the option to possibly have a garage roof that would match the house. They were essentially rethinking whether they wanted the metal roof or a matching shingle roof to the house, which is more kind of a brown tone, I guess I would say, a brown, red, brownish red. In addition, they're requesting to move the gate, which is at the at that corner of the property, which would and replace the gap with the existing style of wood fence, move it further down, I guess, east on New Lane to a new location, and install a wrought iron gate, which you've been given an example of in the packet, at that location a little bit further down. That would change the circulation pattern into the site from New Lane.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That I just received today from Anthony Gillibo, who's designed or contracted to build the gate.
Let's go ahead and have you give us your name, because we don't even know who you are.
Glenn DeHart.
Oh, okay.
Address is 5334 Farmstead Drive.
Okay. Well, good to meet you.
Good to meet you. Uh-huh. I've been here once or twice, people.
Okay. I think we've got a pretty good understanding, and we might even prefer the shingle roof since the house is shingles, and I'm not sure why they were considering metal, but we'll address that in a second. The siding, though, is actually wood, board and hardy.
Color plus, hardy plank.
Hardy
board and back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you have a metal sort of flashing for the horizontal joint, I don't know if it's actually on the drawing, and it wouldn't necessarily be on that drawing.
On this drawing?
When you go more than 8 or 9 feet, what do you do?
We actually have a brick water table, and it's right. It's shown on this drawing.
Right.
And yes, if you have more than 12 foot.
You're getting 12 foot.
Something 12, we have to do a horizontal bat in between.
Correct. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I think that's getting into the details here, but it is sort of important relative to water, protecting the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, a lot of times you put a horizontal just like that, and but it tends to collect
moisture.
Which would have been a piece of flashing out over.
Yeah, behind
like,
it.
Like a drip edge. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And then sometimes just skip the horizontal and go on up. The old buildings, you know, you could get, you're literally using a 1x16 or something,
right.
that can be 18 feet long.
Wish they made it in Hardy plank.
Yeah. We run into this a lot using Hardy board and what you do horizontally, and I almost prefer it not having the horizontal.
Okay.
And, but you still have to have that little bit of flashing. I'm not sure it's an issue for these folks. So it is Hardy. And these battens are, what, every 8?
16.
Every 16
inches. Yes, sir.
Now, what are they on? It's maybe it's on purpose, maybe it's by accident. The house next door is wooden batten, isn't it?
I believe it is.
Yeah, I wonder what that is.
I'm not sure. Now, what we did on the Peace Residence on the corner of Colleton and Marion, we did the board and bat in the gables there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all 16 on center with
okay.
a 3-inch back.
Marion and Colleton.
Mm-hmm. Where we tore the house down and built it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the new house. And that's right, you might have been here for that. You all know the stable that got demolished and the house was sort of a mess. The whole house got torn down? Or
yeah,
not?
We completely okay. demolished the house
yeah.
and rebuilt the
yeah,
house.
Yeah, it turned out
stable.
That's a big improvement. Right? Yeah. So it'll be similar to those battens.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, I'm dominating the conversation. Anybody else?
Isn't there like an existing carport or something in there? Did that get
there was an
going?
Old I understand okay. that the previous owners butted heads with whoever, and they ended up only being allowed a canvas covering, which is in one of those pictures.
It was a tent.
Yeah, basically a tent, which is...
We didn't let them build it. Well, they were running a garage on top of what might have been a special clay
yeah.
from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And we denied that application for the garage, so they put up a tent. But this is in another location. This is... And that has to do with the relocation. This has to do with the relocation of the gate. I'm not sure how new that fence is. Not a real old fence. That scallop thing. I think the McCaws did that. Previous owner.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those columns are relatively new. The one you're talking about, you're demolishing one of them.
One of them. I think we would leave the corner column.
Right.
Here.
Right.
Where you had it.
Right here. There you go.
Yeah.
Leave this one.
Yeah.
Continue the scallop all the way down.
Yeah.
To match this. And there's a big gap between two of the larger magnolias there.
Yeah.
And that's where the new iron gate is.
Now, will there be then brick columns?
No, and I have that. That's what I was...
So you'll have a steel column to...
This is what we have.
Yeah.
And what we will tie it into.
Right, there. Right. So those, somewhere in there, those are steel, those columns.
Right. We'll have six-inch posts.
Okay.
4-inch rail, and then an inch and a half baluster. All painted.
Okay, well, sort of fit. Yeah, that would have been good. I don't know.
That's how we're going to tie it in.
Y'all following this?
Yeah.
Okay. And that really gets sunk into the ground a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions? Yeah, I think it's worth saying that those columns are not original. The ones that you're taking one out.
Right.
They're 8 or 10 years old.
We were trying to date those exactly, but I believe it was at some point following the dug aisle of the previous garage application. So you're roughly probably that 8 to 10 year range, right? As far as you could estimate.
Right. Right. Okay.
Same with most of the fence.
Yeah, and I think the garage location tucked back there makes perfect sense.
Clint, did you discuss colors?
Nancy actually had on here white, and she, I believe she said a black or...
For the gate.
Well, the gate's going to be black. And that's
the garage.
Garage. Yeah. She said white board and bat with a black or brown standing seam metal roof is what she originally proposed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is that going to match the house?
Yeah.
The paint?
Yeah. Well, it's,
the house is yellow, isn't it?
That's what I thought.
It's a taupey tone, and if you know, I'm sure. I don't know why she put white. I thought we were going to do the same.
Does she live in town?
Sir?
They live in town.
They do, but they're. They left June 2nd for 2 months, so.
Okay, yeah, you might want to clarify. I think that we could, in the motion, have you bring back the color of the paint.
Sure.
And I think we would just soon you try to match the house.
I'm fine.
Of course, you could paint the house white if you wanted.
Yeah.
But it'd be easier to paint the garage.
I'm with you.
But now we may want to vote on the roof and just settle that one.
The color of the house is called. There's a hardy plank color plus color called sailcloth, and that's what we're. It's almost the exact color, and we're on the back part of the house that you can't see. Where we've had to. Take off some, change some windows and doors inside the U.
Yeah.
We're going ahead and putting Color Plus back. And they'll probably
it's,
come.
It's a pre-coated hardy board.
Yes, sir. Pre-coated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think we could leave that open if you submit it for administrative. If these guys will vote that way, then that'd be the only open-ended thing.
Contingent on color?
Yeah, just we need to approve the color.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
The and so we're going to change the roof from metal to asphalt like the house?
This was news to me.
She wants the option.
She wants the option, and it might have been a cost thing, too.
But we could probably vote. If she's open to shingles, we could just vote for shingles.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, you know, we could say we're approved on the shingles and the colors to match the house. And then if you want something different, we'd have to come back for at least an administrative approval.
Yeah, and you could probably have time to come back if the roof changed back.
If she decides to do standing seam and we want to do bonds, or I need to bring it back to you.
Yeah.
Before, okay.
Well, it depends on how they do the motion.
Okay.
But you might have to come back in July.
That's fine.
At the minimum, you'll need in a week or so to come back with some colors for the exterior.
Just the exterior of the. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not to the meeting, to the staff.
Okay. We can do that.
All right. Good. Good. Any other questions? Okay. I don't think we want to stay here all night, but thank you for coming in, Glenn.
Okay, and when will we know?
Just a few minutes. We've got to vote, but we've got to be sure there's not somebody really adamantly opposed to this.
Okay,
anyone else like to speak in favor or in opposition? I don't see anyone, so can I have a motion?
I'd like to make the motion that we approve the application as presented with the correction that the paint colors match the house and the roof material and color match the house.
Mm-hmm.
And if the owners are not okay with that, then they would have to come back for an administrative change to that.
Right. But we still would require him to bring the colors in, I think.
We have an administrative sign off on
that. Yeah, let's do that.
I believe the board said that.
Yeah, it's hard to go back and reverse the color if something happens.
I mean, the replacement of the fence, you know, I wish, you know, they'd do brick all the way around because I like the brick better than the wood, but. You know,
but the wood's what's there now.
It is what's there.
Yeah.
Well, on the side street, you know, it's all brick in there.
Yeah.
But you know, I understand how those decisions have to be made. So, and it's going to look appropriate because it's going to match what's there. So.
Yeah.
Okay. I really don't have any problems with the fence at all.
Right. Okay. Do we have a motion? I don't think we.
Yeah, you made.
I did.
You made the motion.
Motion approved.
And we have a second.
Second.
All right. Any other discussion? Okay, I think you're clear now about bringing some colors back, and then this, and where the motion simply says that the shingles will match the house.
Yeah, shingles in the color.
They want to do the standing seam metal.
We need to come back and get that approved
in July.
The meeting or through Ryan.
Typically, that would have to go through the board for a change of material. Okay. So.
It'll change what we voted on. Now, you could change your motion and say either if you want, but I think
what she presented was standing seam metal.
Right.
But we got a letter here saying
she wanted an option.
She wants the option to go back to the shingles, which I think makes sense. Okay, we got a motion on the table. Let's go ahead and vote on it.
You don't want to discuss it anymore?
Well, go ahead. Keep going. That's fine. You got more you want to say?
You know, or how do you feel about doing an option? I mean, it seems like it's a pretty drastic change to go metal.
I do too.
Or fiberglass shingles, and so I'd rather let's just choose one.
That's what your motion just did.
That's what it did. But do you have a problem with that?
No. No, I don't think any of us do. I believe we feel like if you get some materials that match the house, there's no reason to make the garage just stand out like it's a brand new building here.
Right. I agree. Okay. So all right. Just wanted to find out.
Okay. All right. All in favor? Raise your right hand. Okay. All right. Now, does that conclude our agenda? I believe it does. So I think we'll have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Great.
Real quick.
Yes.
We were not approving the plans that presented.
Correct.
If they want that, they have to
come back.
That's right. We went ahead and approved to match the house. We really, I think, sounds like consensus is that it'd be nice if the roof, the two roofs match. And the color, the color. Sure. And they can always come back. You'll have time to come back by July if you need. Good. Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay.
I will not be here in July.